Really, to understand the gospel and accept it means to change one's whole life. That's not me, that's Leon Morris. I read that to you before. It's forgettable, isn't it? It's forgettable, but it's really important. And that's at the introduction of his commentary to the book of Romans. What about you is different because you have faith? Okay, we got that. Are you any different because you understand and accept the gospel? Are you different? The way that you're living, the stuff that you're doing. Is there anything about Jesus Christ that I am ashamed of? You know, something that keeps me from being different? So I know about Jesus, I know about this gospel, but I'm ashamed of it, and I don't quite put it out there. I have to answer for that when it happens to me. So I put the I am ashamed because it happens to everyone. Do you know that I'm your minister? Everybody knows, oh, here comes the minister. He's probably going to talk about Jesus. I am the minister who gets a prompting from God. Why don't you go out on the main street on this sunny day and give a couple of people the Father's love letter? And I say, Lord, I would love to do that. I am going to do that. I took Father's love letters in this pocket. I took penny gospels in this pocket. And I went out the door and I thought, you know, I should probably eat before I go. And then I went over to eat before I went. And I thought, I love lunch and it's important to feed yourself. It's good stewardship. And so, oh, you know what? I should send that email. I haven't sent the email. It needs to get done. I need to. And do you know what? I found reasons to not. I'm not ashamed of Jesus, but do you know somewhere underneath there, the idea of standing in the street and going, diddly diddly, hi, this is about Jesus. Hey, do you think you would, you know, oh, that's just, it's an unnatural provocation of a conversation with people who are on their way to stuff, on their way to hell if they never accept Jesus and die. And interrupting that trajectory is very disruptive. And God put it on my heart. Now, you know me. I got no problem interrupting someone mid-stride. I talk to the people in line behind me at Costco. I mean, at the co-op, when there's the register. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, why am I looking at you? Because you're trapped. You've got nowhere to go. Let's talk about Jesus. And, you know, it's not in rudeness, but friendly and happily. And people will chit-chat. And if people say, shop's closed, we're not going there today, I go, amen, that's fine. You know, your business. So I'm not annoying in the name of the Lord. I like doing it, but some days, I'm the guy that God says, who shall we send? And I'm like, here I am, Lord, send that one, not me. Right? And laughter is a physical response to anxiety that quickly builds up inside of you that you need to let out. That's what laughter is. And there's even speculation about the fact that people show their teeth and smile when they laugh. There could be some cultural memory in that about all of us reminding each other of our mortality. Inside here, I'm a skeleton. These are the bits that are going to outlast the rest of me. Okay? And I laugh because I have to laugh to keep from crying sometimes. God wants people, and from time to time, he says, it's you. And Hillary, what a blessing that you already had your hand on her. Because if you imagine if you were outside the car and God gave you the idea, said, why don't you pray for her? And you're like, yeah, no, not today. Because it happens to everybody, but you were already in there. And it was like, oh, I'll pray for you. And the person was like, that doesn't require any change of our circumstance. Yes, go ahead. And it's amazing moments of what God does.